Design matters. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Anjali Joseph, professor of architecture at Clemson University, discusses how the design of the operating room could help your surgeon perform her job at the most crucial moments.
Despite significant efforts to improve safety in the operating room, problems still exist. Since 2015, I've been working with a multidisciplinary team of researchers to address how ORs can be designed to better promote patient and staff safety. Our research includes 35 surgery observations, visits to surgery centers, and an in-depth literature review. We found that frequent door openings, excessive movements inside the OR, and constricted space around the surgical table contribute to the disruptions that lead to errors. Based on our research, we designed and built physical mock-ups to understand how different features impacted disruptions, injuries, and errors. The result? A new human-centered operating room design that simultaneously tackles problems related to workflow, equipment design, and the built environment. Overhead booms, well-defined functional zones, and integrated storage improve flow and reduce clutter. Stainless steel modular wall panels, minimal horizontal surfaces, and rubber flooring reduce surface contamination. Creating induction rooms also allows parents to be with their children while they are being induced for surgery, helping to reduce anxiety. Elements of our award-winning design will come to life in Medical University of South Carolina's new Ambulatory Surgical Center in Charleston, South Carolina. We'll continue working over the next year on developing a proactive tool to help other teams design safer operating rooms.
That was Anjali Joseph of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.